Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Friends, welcome to this further reflection on the places of Jesus' resurrection. Today we are on the eighth station. Jesus promises the Spirit. It's from Luke 24 and follows on from the reading of the previous reflection and prayer. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. So hear this reading from Luke 24, verse 44 onwards. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." So as we think on this reading, we recognize the way that Luke turned his attention from the very physicality and the initial reaction to Jesus' appearance to this, as Jesus begins to help them to look to the future. And we too can hope and expect to see Jesus at work in our lives, just as he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. So we too can ask God to help us to understand the scriptures, to open our minds in that way. And to notice how Luke weaves in a summary of the gospel. The Messiah, the Saviour, is to suffer, that is to die, and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. And Father, today, this is a bit of reflection rather than prayer. But today, friends, notice those who told you about the gospel. Those who told you about repentance, about turning to Jesus, about the forgiveness of sins, about that forgiveness that's offered for all of our past ways of rebellion against God, and how that's been proclaimed in the name of Jesus to all generations, and how indeed that message has moved out from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the ends of the world. Although that phrase we don't get until Acts, which of course was written by Luke. And so he helpfully prefigures the beginning of Acts in this passage. And similarly, Jesus reminds them, tells them that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is coming on them in Jerusalem. Again, that's a prefiguring for me of Luke's second volume, that sense of Acts chapter 2, of the coming of Jesus. So let's take time to pray. We praise you and we bless you, our Lord, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, For you promised that the same power that was at work when you were raised from the dead would also be alive in us. Show your power to those who are powerless. Reveal your love to those who feel unlovely. And through your Spirit, enable all your people to be witnesses of your amazing grace. To you, Lord Jesus, daily renewing your people and your creation, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And Father, as we reflect on this passage, we thank you for those who proclaimed the good news to us. And Father, we ask that you would indeed give us boldness to be witnesses to your love, to be people who proclaim in your name to others around us, whether that be family or friends or neighbors or people that we meet at the shops or wherever we go, whether indeed in these days it be people that we talk to on the phone or interact with on the internet. We pray that we would be people who proclaim to all that message of repentance and forgiveness of sins. For we recognize, Father, that that's the gospel, the good news that you offer to us. That you offer us fresh start and forgiveness. And we thank you for our own salvation. We thank you for that privilege of being known by you and of knowing you. We pray that you would indeed show your power to those who are powerless. And Father, we pray that you would indeed clothe us again with power from on high, that we might know your love and your guidance and your provision in these days. Lord, have mercy on us, we pray. Amen. So praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Amen. Friends, thank you for listening. Our next version of these reflections will be available on Monday the 4th of May from 9 a.m. onwards. Don't forget also we have our other phone line, 01634 540 650, which has a reflection for the week, and this week is Steve Spencer reflecting on Psalm 23. So do have a listen to that. That's on 01634 540 650. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.